This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
Custom Ink is an awesome way to recognize employees, thank customers, and outfit your teams with their favorite products and brands customized with your logo. CustomInk.com lets you make your mark on water bottles, backpacks, polos, jackets, and a ton more. Custom Ink is your go-to custom gear partner with great customer service, quality products, and all-in pricing, along with personalized help when you need it and an easy-to-use website when you don't. Oh yeah, and everything is 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Check out what we can do for your business at CustomInk.com.
Some people don't understand why you've already busted out the sweaters. They may raise a brow at keeping scarecrows out year-round, but you just go ahead. Let them stare, because you eat, sleep, and drink pumpkin at Dunkin'. So sip your classic spiced and iced $3 medium pumpkin spice signature latte, or try the bold pumpkin cream cold brew, an ultra-smooth brew topped with pumpkin cream cold foam. Also $3 for a medium, all so you can fall harder. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Welcome again to Cottage Talk Full Time. I'm Russ Goldman. Joining me is Emilio Danello. This is our, what we normally say, initial reaction show to Fulham's huge victory against Liverpool at Anfield. But you know what? This show's going to be a little bit different, and I'm just going to share that with everyone right now. Because of scheduling conflicts, we could not do this show right after the match. Obviously, we would have loved to, but we're doing it now. So we want your participation. If you're watching live, please feel free to share a comment. Just share us your thoughts on this victory, what it means to you. This is going to be more of a celebration show. We want participation. So if you're watching live, feel free to share a comment. Try to make it brief, but we want to know what you're thinking. We want questions. Feel free to share questions with us. We want your participation after this huge Fulham victory. So Emilio, let's start here. Before I even go to you, I'm going to share this with you. Not only did Fulham beat Liverpool today, Fulham own Merseyside for this season. Who would have ever guessed that Fulham would have beaten at Goodison Park, Everton? Now they beat Liverpool. We own Merseyside. This is crazy stuff, my friend. Give me your initial reaction.
I've just about got my voice back after, you know, since that a famous victory. We, you know, I thought that was our most complete performance this season, you know, from both attacking wise, offensively and defensively. I thought our performance was top notch. I'm proud of this team. And this team should stand and wake up tomorrow morning and feel absolutely proud. But these results have been coming. You know, we've been dominating games.
Absolutely. This is not a fluke. It's not a fluke at all.
You know, we dominated Everton for 90 minutes and won comfortably. Today's victory was no. I don't think it was a surprise. I fancied us to get something, to come away and actually get a victory. And in the first half, you know, dominate the league champions. It's incredible. Now, we should be proud of this team. And, yeah, I'm speechless. You know, at the end of the day, last 20 minutes was nervous. At times we were hanging in there, Liverpool, you know, on the rampage. But to be honest, this is a shadow of the Liverpool that we know that can perform. I know, Chris, you're watching. I'm not sure what's going on at Anfield, but I don't care. As far as I worry about my club. And, you know, we took advantage.
Yep.
We fully deserved the victory. and we're getting a lot of respect from the neutrals, and that's what I'm proud of this team. You know, we're playing
maybe not as much from the pundits after this victory because I think they're talking more about Liverpool, but the neutrals probably understand that Fulham should be the story. Fulham should be the story, but they're not the story, Emilio.
Yeah.
But we're going to make it the story.
Yeah, make it. No, we've got to enjoy these moments. You know,
We're going to celebrate this. We're going to celebrate this.
10 points behind Newcastle, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago? Now we're literally a point behind. Yep. Results have started to go our way. Brighton, lost against Palace a couple of weeks ago, last minute. All that debacle against West Brom, they lost last weekend. Leicester turned the 1-0 deficit to win 2-1. Results are starting to go our way, and we're capitalising on that now. You know, with a better refereeing decision and VAR decision on Thursday, now we would have got a draw against Tottenham as well. So, but look, we're there now. We're slightly behind Brighton on goal difference, 1 point behind Newcastle. It's all to play for, you know. Let's relish this victory. You know, we should savour the moment. Not often we go to Anfield and get a victory. I think we've only scored 4 goals in 15 Premier League games in the last 15 plus 20 years.
This is the second win there.
I remember the own goal about 10 years ago under Martin Jol towards the back end of the season. But like I said, I've looked at the post-match interviews from Klopp and, you know, disappointing. Again, I thought he disrespected Fulham today with that lineup, but, you know, we capitalised. You know, I thought it was Liverpool were trying to protect the Champions League game they got midweek, but with a team of that quality and that size, and then they belittle Fulham, and that's what you get, Jurgen Klopp.
That's right.
Disrespecting us. So I've got no sympathy for him. You know, I've lost a lot of respect for him. Sorry, Chris, I know you're listening, but I thought he was a bit arrogant on his state in some of the interviews I heard from him today. Didn't give us as much credit. It was all about performance, bad decisions from their side. But actually, why is that? We pressed you in that first half. We dominated that first
half. That's right.
With a bit more quality, we probably should have been 2-0 up. If anything, I was disappointed we weren't 2-0 up in that.
I know. You and I talked about this.
I thought we'd better decision making, better quality, we would have scored earlier. But overall, we still won. That's the main thing. But we're back in it, and it's all to fight for at the bottom down there.
Exactly, my friend. And listen, I'm going to start sharing some comments. We've got a good amount, but we are going to start with my friend Chris, who is a Liverpool supporter, but he watches every single show. He really supports this show. So, Chris, thank you so much. But he comes out, and again, you are a gentleman, my friend. Credit where credit is due. Great win, guys. So, again, thank you, Chris, for saying that. And Chris is a Liverpool supporter, but he actually supports both of my shows. He's a Patriots fan, but he watches every show. So, Chris, thank you so much for that. That's very nice of you.
Very nice of you. And I'm not sure what's going on there behind the scenes. Something doesn't feel right at the club. Obviously, let's not worry about that. You know, let's worry about Fulham here. But it's, thanks, Chris.
Yep, that's very nice. Okay, so I'm going to start sharing some of these comments, and they're great, my friend. So we'll start at the top because there's so many of them, and we'll start with Up the Fulham. Here's my friend Benjamin Bird. Mm. So proud to support Fulham Football Club. Stefan comes right back. Well deserved. Sheena comes in. Magnificent win, and that's really the only way that you can put that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I have to share this as well from Ronnie. Nice to see us not be robbed. Great comment, Ronnie. I'm there with you, my friend. But you know, it's funny because it was a rule. It's not really VAR's fault, but you know, it just shows you they changed the rule. So it tells you how that rule was really the wrong rule because they've ultimately changed it. Yeah. But you know what? Let's not focus on that right now. We're going to focus on this victory, Brian McCann. Wonder how Paddy Power went right around there. That's great. Gary Cooper, friend Gary. Gary, I haven't heard from you for a while. Even Klopp, we should stay up. Now, that's interesting coming from Klopp, but I haven't heard it, but I'll
I've heard a couple of 2 or 3 interviews from him tonight, and it's, you know, the media, the British media in particular, it's all about what's going on at Liverpool. Six consecutive league defeats at home. Where's the credit to Fulham? You know, it was all about Liverpool's slide down the table, their lack of poor performance. But at the end of the day, we still have to go to Anfield, put in a performance, put in a shift, score a goal and protect that lead. You know, that's no mean feat, whether you're Man United or Fulham, to be honest. Yeah. So it's frustrating where, you know, it was all about Liverpool. And it was no surprise. It was no surprise.
No, and I'm going to share this from our friend Chris. And listen, Chris, you know, again, Liverpool support, Brighton, Newcastle will be very, very nervous now. And I totally agree with that because now Fulham have really put the pressure on. And that's what's great about this victory. You know, we can now look back at the Tottenham match and, you know, we could still feel hard done by. But this makes up for a lot of that, man. This makes up for a lot. I have to say, this really just – I want to forget that right now because I want to focus on this. But this is from Brian Lake. Come on, you whites. And, like, they are coming in thick and fast, my friend. Lee Pell, that took guts today. That's a great way to look at that, Amelia.
Yeah.
Because, again, we're going to talk about the tactics and the way they played, especially, you know, the effort throughout the match. That did take guts today, the way that they played.
Yeah, absolutely. If we look at it, you know, we'll reflect in a moment. That first half, you know, it's, you know, Lookman had so much space on the left out. Incredible. I know Liverpool had a makeshift defence, but at the end of the day, you know, with a bit of better quality, a bit, you know, a bit more composure, we maybe should have, maybe we were just, like I said, disappointed that we didn't score earlier in that first half. We went to Anfield and dominated possession. We were dangerous on the break, you know, but it's just those key moments of decision-making, like, you know, poor quality final ball up with same things that we keep talking about week in, week out. But at the end of the day, it's the guts of that second half performance. You know, that's why I think this was our most complete performance this season. I thought Everton were quite poor that day. I thought, again, Liverpool not great today either. But we looked dangerous going forward in the first half, but we also defended like a top six team in the second half. And I think that
played with no fear, my friend.
Yeah, we didn't play with fear. I thought we the way we were organised defensively in that second half, you know, you could just see that the way we were playing, just everyone playing as a unit. And that's what I love about this team. It's, you know, Scott Parker's got
it's a true team.
To be unified. Not like the team 2 years ago where you had the likes of Seri, who thought he was bigger than the club. We've actually now got a squad of players here who all believe in Scott Parker's tactics and all believe we can stay up. So that's the difference between this year and 2 years ago. It's very noticeable, to be honest.
Well, that's interesting because, again, you and I were talking about this off air, and we do have to talk about his approach in this match and how the team executed it. But more importantly, like you said, 2 seasons ago, you have all of these high-priced players. You mentioned Seri, but the pieces didn't fit together. No. And you have to buy in. You have to buy in what Scott Parker's selling.
Mm.
The team has to. To play like that, you all have to buy in. And everyone to a man, they all bought in. You know, everyone did. And that, to me, is a testament to Parker. You and I have said this on this show several times that initially he wasn't our choice. Well, I mean, not initially, he wasn't our choice. But you know what? He's gained my respect big time. Oh. And, you know, and for him to get the team prepared to play the way that they played today, he deserves a lot of credit. But obviously the players do as well because they executed it, Amelia. It's the tactics, but you need the execution.
Yeah, absolutely. And today I thought we were set up. I was a little bit skeptical when I saw Loftus-Cheek maybe being dropped today. So I was a little bit surprised. I thought this could have been a big game for him. You know, he could have dominated that central midfield. But, you know, all fair play to Scott Parker. He put the Bobby Doherty over Reed and Cavalera both on with Madjer up front. I actually thought tactically, you know, we got the better of Liverpool. And the fact that we had so much space. Look at Liverpool's makeshift defence, to be honest. I think it's, you know, we almost exploited that a few times in that first half. You know, that's the key thing. It's just lacking that bit of quality when it counted. But defensively, I thought Tosin had his best game for a few weeks. I think there's been a bit of criticism recently about Tosin slightly off the ball, giving a ball away cheaply, but today he was a rock in that defence. You know, Anderson, the captain, you know, it was just a masterpiece right the whole way through. Harrison Reed, I've got so many compliments about this performance today. It's, you know, I could go on for hours, to be honest.
Okay. I'm going to share this. This is from our co-host, Steve Wynyard, and this is Steve being Steve, okay? Here we go. We know the only reason we'll go down is for not being clinical and starting 2 months late, but keep grinding game by game. Steve, I understand that, but you know what? This is more to do with the here and now. They did enough, Steve. They're grinding. You can grind out victories. And this is grinding out a victory, but you know what? They were the better side.
Yeah. And again, we remember having this conversation. I got a lot of abuse from Steve and others where I kept going about it. 6 wins. We needed 6 wins at the turn of the year. We've got 3. Another 3 and a couple of draws will be safe. So Steve, I know you gave me a lot of criticism saying stop talking about 6 wins. But actually, we've got 3 of them.
That's right.
Today's one may be somewhat unexpected, but it just puts less pressure on the remaining 10 fixtures.
It does.
So there's enough games there for us to pick up those 3 wins and a couple draws, and we'll be safe. And bear in mind, Brighton have got Newcastle. I think it's in 2 weeks' time. Yep. That's a huge game. And then Newcastle have obviously got to come to play against us in the last game of the season. So there's enough 6-pointers there that if we can start picking up these wins like today, Leeds at Wolves' home, we'll be safe. And if anything, let Brighton and Newcastle worry about who's going to go for relegation rather than Fulham. But this will give the team even more confidence. You know, we've got the second best defensive record in the last 3 months.
It's crazy. You really look at that, Emilio.
Look at the stats. The stats don't lie.
But no, they absolutely don't lie.
You know, it's going away to Everton and win, Anfield and win.
That's like I said, Fulham own Merseyside. It's crazy, my friend.
Yeah, it's a shame we couldn't do it against the likes of Brighton, West Brom, and get those wins against the teams around us. But, you know, that's the past. We've still got 10 games. You know, play like this and we'll be safe.
Okay. I'm going to start sharing some more comments. Please keep them coming. We've got some really good comments. This is from Bill Sheen. No need to fear anybody now. I totally agree, Bill. And I think you're seeing that. You know, and listen, I don't think Fulham are going to fear Manchester City. It's a team that, again, Fulham, you know, I'm not expecting anything from that match. I know I'm jumping ahead, but they shouldn't fear them because they can play with anyone right now. They should be full of confidence. I'm there with you. Let's go with Harriet here. Harriet. Also, all the players were switched on right to the last second. Innocent's clearance in the last minute was so funny. We're going to talk about that because, Harriet, you are 100% right because I just watched that back. I kept watching it a few times. You watched that, and that is so key to – for Fulham getting all 3 points, that clearance, you know, and again, that guy is a true leader back there. And watch his reaction afterwards, Emilio. Yes. He's high-fiving his teammates.
But all the way through the game. It was all through the game. Every time a defensive clearance, every game it's the same. You see Areola, all the defenders, all, you know, applauding one another.
They're all in it together, my friend. They're all in it.
We didn't see that 2 seasons ago, that camaraderie, that togetherness in the team. That's crucial. And I think that's the reason why they're all playing for Scott Parker. This is the thing. 2 years ago, he comes in with, 10 games left? We were pretty much doomed and, you know, doomed when he came in charge 2 years ago. But look, this is a different squad. This is just imagine we can stay up.
Yes, Steve, you're right.
Imagine the future of this club together. Yep. We retain a lot of these lone players. We sign these lone players, retain them and build them, just like Aston Villa done this season. There's a lot to look forward to. So it's let's just keep the togetherness. That's what I like about this team, the togetherness and the belief.
Yep. Let's see. Let's share this. Robin Beattie, happy Emilio, 3 points over Kloppo, gutsy second half performance and well deserved.
You'll be pleased, Robin, with your victory at the Etihad as well today. Robin's a Man United fan.
So. Well, there you go. There you go. We've got so many comments and thank you, everyone. Keep them coming. And if you've got some questions for us or topics for us to talk about, please feel free to. But Emilio, let's talk about this a little bit more. And you and I talked about it already a little bit, but first half analysis, because again, when you look at it, like you mentioned, there were some opportunities there that Fulham did not capitalize on. Mm. Fortunately, they did in the end. You told me off air, you thought Fulham should have been up 2-0 at the half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought we set our stall right from the off, to be honest. I think that's the fact that we were positive, determined, assertive. We took the game to Liverpool, and I think Kenny Ted had a peach perfect cross for Madge. Madge should have done better, you know, in the first 10 minutes. And that was a warning sign to Liverpool, I thought. And the amount of crossfield passes from Anderson right to left to Lookman, amazing. But Lookman had so much space there.
So much space.
And again, there was an incident where I think he took a couple of players on and then shot wide. Maybe a bit more composure, should have squared the ball into the 6-yard line. So sometimes just poor decision-making or maybe lack of composure at times in those key moments. But overall, before we score, I thought we should have been 1-0 up. But, you know, Salah was looking a little bit dangerous. He was looking a bit of a threat. He looked quite lively in that first 20, 25 minutes. But overall, I thought, you know, with the possession that we had, the dominance we had more shots on goal than Liverpool did, more corners than they did.
That's right.
It was still 0-0. And that's the thing. And I thought, hope we don't rue those missed opportunities, those missed half chances, because they may bite us. If you don't punish your position when you're on top, we've said this many times on the show, you may pay the price for it. But thankfully, you know, Salah was a bit sloppy on the edge of the box. Lamina, who I thought had another top game, he played well against Tottenham and he played well again today, and he stole possession from Salah and bang, first time bottom corner, sweet finish.
Because let's talk about this, because again, Mario Lamina's play on this and taking it off of Salah, you know, taking advantage of Salah and then scoring the goal. I mean, that is top notch, Emilio. You know, and listen, we've been doing the show and you've been critical at times of Lamina, but when he's played well, you've always said it. You're fair when it comes to Mario Lamina. You're fair to everyone.
Yeah.
You tell it the way it is. Mario Lamina here again stepped up.
Hey, beautiful. The way he just stole it, you know, like I said, Salah was there, it was a bit sloppy, but what I liked is Lemina only had one thing in his mind: shoot for goal.
Exactly. We need more of that.
Go backwards, don't go sideways, one way, and he hit bottom corner. You know, you could argue maybe the keeper could have done a bit better if that was, but overall, it was a sweet finish. And the way he just dispossessed Salah, you know, that gave me a lot of pleasure as well. And good time to score just before half time. Perfect. You know, we had the ascendancy, but we knew we were going to get a second half onslaught from Liverpool.
Absolutely.
But to be honest, it never really came. That's the thing. You know, I was expecting a couple changes at half time. Klopp didn't make them. But again, we were in control defensively. I thought, you know, Anderson and Tosin, that combination is incredible. If we stay up and we can get Anderson on permanently and Areola permanently, goodness me, this club has a lot to look forward to. But let's stay up first, and then we can worry about next season.
Let's concentrate on staying in the division. Then we can talk about keeping this team together, because I'm there with you. Because if we do stay up, they definitely need to make every effort to keep this team together. Like you said, it's not just the talent. It's also the camaraderie. They're playing together as a team, and you see it. And that makes you proud it's going to make you proud as a Fulham supporter to see the players playing so well for the shirt. They care about this club. They care about who they're playing for. And they care about their teammates. It's wonderful to see. But let's talk about the second half. Let's move on to the second half, Emilio. And, you know, again, like you said, you were expecting an onslaught, and I certainly understand that. But as you mentioned, Fulham were in control. But I want to concentrate on two vital moments here. And let's start here. Let's talk about this save. Again, you just talked about Areola. Go back and watch this save. This is a world-class save. World-class, Emilio.
It was. And I thought that was going in the top of the net, top corner. I thought it was a great strike from Jota, but with so much pace on that ball and the fact that Areola actually was able to palm that away with that, so it's just a spectacular save. And, you know, let's sign his goalkeepers. That's the first thing we need to do. As soon as we stay up and the final whistle is blown, Tony Khan, get your checkbook out and sign this play. You've got to buy, there's a buyout, there's a clause that allows us to buy him. You've got to buy this goalkeeper if we stay up. He's outstanding. And look, that is moments like that. If that was another keeper, 1-1, Liverpool on ascendancy, wouldn't be surprised Liverpool would have gone on and won that game. It's those key moments that protect our season. And that could be a turning point for the season. That could have been a difference of 1-1, possibly a 2-1 defeat. So fantastic save. Fantastic.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, we're going to talk about the defense. Definitely. We've already been talking about this center back pair. I'm going to share this from our friend Chris Davidson. Chris shares, Tosin made 17 clearances today, 3 more than any other player has made in a Premier League game this season. Think about that, Emilio.
Yeah.
What an incredible stat. Chris, thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah, I mentioned that about 10 minutes ago. I thought this was Tosin's best performance for quite a while. I think, like I said, he's been a little bit careless at times the last few games. He's not looked as solid, but this is by far his best performance for a couple of months.
Okay, excellent. All right, Emilio. Let's now talk about, again, as Harry had already mentioned to us in one of our comments, let's go right now. Let's talk about Anderson's clearance. At the end of the match, here's the opportunity for Liverpool, the main opportunity for Liverpool at the end, okay? And he clears it. And like we already were talking about, not only does he clear it, watch how he reacts after he cleared it. Goes right to his teammates, and just like I said, he is high-fiving, but he's ready for the next situation. This guy is a captain, my friend.
Yeah.
He's showing leadership on the pitch, and he's also showing he can do it all. He can do it all back there. Like you said, the passing. But it's not only that. It's obviously he's a defender first, and boy, did he show it here.
And these players are focused. You know, you look at his general – it's, you know, the fact that he cleared it, he doesn't want the recognition. He just wants to applaud the team.
That's right.
You know, and then move
on. It's
not
about him.
Concentration. You know, you look at this concentration. The whole of this team, they're concentrating for 90-plus minutes every single game. You know, it's not like the lackluster squad that we had a couple of years ago where the team was disjointed, fragmented. Here, they're all playing as a unit. It's total focus from the first whistle to the end. And you see Anderson, as soon as you clear that ball, concentrate. Corner, set piece, just think. Don't lose concentration because it just takes a moment in this division. And one mistake, you concede. So I agree with her. This guy's a captain. And we've asked this question. If Tom Kearney was to return back into the starting 11, who will take the – I don't think Tom will keep – I think Anderson will keep the captaincy, in my opinion.
Yes.
Tom was to start a game at the end of the season.
You know, and we've talked about this before. I think it would be good for Tom Kearney to do that. And I think it would also help him in his game not to be concerned so much about being the captain. He can just play. And I think it's a win-win to keep it with Anderson. Yeah. But again, we have to see if Tom Kearney does return. I hope he does.
Yeah, I hope so.
I really do because I think Fulham could use Tom Kearney. I'm one that believes that he's someone that could still help them. There are matches left. Mm. I hope Tom Kearney can get fit and help Fulham in the end. He could be the wild card in the end to help us get over the line, believe it or not.
Absolutely. And I think Anderson's, you know, his captaincy credentials are there to be seen. Defensive credentials are there to be seen. The impact he has on the dressing room, that's clear to be seen. On social media, you see how positive he is. This is a club. Yep. He's not even a permanent member of this club. He's a lone player and respects the club and loves the club as if he was. This is his own club. I just love the player. You know, this is a all this squad though. You know, you've got to love this squad together. If we can survive this year, then. Yep. There's good times ahead, but Anderson is key to our future success. We've got to sign this player.
I totally agree. And Chris, you're kind of reading our minds here. We don't want to focus on this right now, but do you fear other teams trying to sign the players you have on loan? And the answer is absolutely yes for me. But again, I think we need to worry about that at the end of the season. We'll worry about that then. I know where you're going, but the answer right now is, of course, yes. Yes, I am fearful of that.
Yes. There'll be a lot of clauses in these contracts as well that gives us first refusal at a certain price. So Tony Khan deserves a lot of credit here for negotiating a lot of these deals where we will have first refusal at the point if we want to retain them. But like you said, the team are playing as a unit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
good stuff, my friend. Very good. Very good. All right. Coming up next, I want to get Emilio's thoughts as we were going into stoppage time, what was going through his mind. And then we're going to end with man of the match. And please feel free to share your comments, what was going through your mind in those final 5 to 6 minutes that probably felt like 2 hours. Okay, Emilio, let's get to it. What was going through your mind? There's stoppage time. We already talked about the Anderson clearance, but the time, which was supposed to be 4 minutes, kept going and going and going. The opportunities for Liverpool kept coming. Mm. What was going through your mind?
I was constantly looking at the clock, you know, rubbing my hands, biting my fingernails at them. But when we won that free kick, because it was about 3 minutes into injury time, added time, I thought, that's it. You've got to take your time with the free kick. Play it down the corner, hold possession, and play out time. But a bit of naivety, you know, that we did well to win that free kick. It was in, you know, and then, but unfortunately, I think we were a little bit naive. We should have held the ball upright. Mitrovic should have done maybe better. Keep ball, keep possession in the corner, waste another minute or so, referee would have blown. But I think we paid the price for taking a little bit too long on that free kick, you know, after about 93 minutes. And that's where the referee then for some reason, you know, gave Liverpool another 2 minutes of opportunity. I thought, that, you know, where these 2 minutes come from?
Right,
ridiculous. Ridiculous. And, you know, we've seen teams scoring in the 95th, 96th minute. Anything can happen. One mistake, a penalty, anything. But, you know, I think it was just, you know, we contributed to that mistake by being a little bit naive on that free kick.
Yep.
You got it. Play it short. Play it long in the corner. Hold possession, Mitrovic, and try to win a throw-in or a corner. Rather than the ball went straight out of play, that gives the ascendancy straight back to Liverpool. And the referee said, okay, Fulham, you've taken 30 seconds longer to take the free kick. I'll give Liverpool a corresponding 30 seconds benefit there. And so I think that's our own fault. But where the hell he got 2 minutes extra is beyond me.
Okay. And you're going to see some of the comments like that, but I'm going to go through it. So let's start with our friend Stefan Palms began to sweat. I'm there with you. Now, this
Look
is
my Chris,
our Liverpool friend here, and I'm going to call him a Liverpool friend because he's a Liverpool supporter. My thoughts in stoppage time was game over, Fulham have won. Thank you, Chris. Again, that's very nice of you. Stina, man. Now, Stina, just so you know, I'm a pacer too, so that's why I'm glad I can share that. I was pacing the floor. Yep, I do the same exact thing. Chris Davidson, how did 4 minutes become something? Chris,
we're thinking the same thing.
Let's see what our friend Steve says. I work for a Liverpool supporting family business. Tomorrow is going to be exciting. I'm sure it is. Let's see what else we have. Does City have a midweek game? Okay. We're getting comments already.
Champions League, haven't they? Got Champions League game this week. Well, no, they don't. I think that's the week after. Then Liverpool have got Champions League this week.
Let's see. Okay, what did Steve Reynolds, our friend Steve, got to shop for more underpants in the morning? Okay, Steve, I certainly understand that, my friend. Let's see. Okay, and our friend Brian Lake, Brian, I understand this too. Literally couldn't watch, got up and left the room. I've actually done that before, Brian. I'm there with you because the pressure is so immense in those final minutes, Emilio.
It was tough. It was those last few minutes. But again, overall, you know, I think Liverpool had their moments. It was that first 15-minute spell. And as soon as the second half started, that's when Liverpool were on top. Other than that, I thought Liverpool were quite lackluster, Chris. You know, they obviously, you will be disappointed in the way you've been playing in the last two or three months. But if you look at the statistic I saw as well, since Christmas, Fulham have earned more points than Liverpool. Unreal. Seriously. It's another stat. It's another amazing
that
stat.
That is crazy, Emilio.
Crazy.
This is crazy stuff. All right. We have to end this way. And again, thank you, everyone, for all of your comments, really adding to the show tonight. Like I said, this is more of a celebration. We will have a post-match show on Monday. Just want to mention that. But this is more, and again, I'm sorry we had to wait 3 hours to do this show, but I'm glad we have done it because, again, thank you so many people watching live, Emilio, so many. So thank you, everyone who's watched live and whoever watches and listens to the show. But we're going to end here. I'm going to ask a simple question. Oof. Should we be actually offering who is man of the match, or should we just say the team?
Yeah, realistically, again, it's a cop out. I think the team obviously deserved man of the match. Scott Parker as well, the whole squad, for that, the way we were set up, the way we had courage, balls, both offensively in that first half to take the game to Liverpool, the champions of Europe, or former champions of Europe, the champions of the world, and the Premier League champions, not to be sniffed at. But if you had to put me on the spot, who would I give man of the match to? I was thinking about this. You can look at it. Anderson, from that amazing clearance at the end, his just composure, his captaincy, and those beautiful, long passes to Lookman in the first half in particular. But I'm going to give it to Tosin today. I think based on that stat that Chris shared as well, the fact that he was there, he polished up all those loose balls, looked in control. This was his most polished performance since the turn of the year, Tosin. I'm going to give it to him today because he always seems to be the understudy to Anderson. Anderson gets a lot of the respect. But I thought, I think they're both. If I had to put one more than the other, Chris, I'd probably say I'm going to give it to Tosin today, marginally.
Okay.
I think it's a cop out to say the whole squad. I think the whole squad deserves to be man of the match. But if I had to be put on the spot to name one, Tosin, I think, deserves it for me. Because, like I said, that's that episode.
Okay.
I think that was a story.
Okay. I asked for man of the match, and they just keep flying in, my friend. Let's start with Stefan. Man of the match, whole team in Parker. Again, we certainly understand that. This is our friend Chris. Man of the match, Innocent. He was the rock in Fulham's defense, as we said. Let's see. Benjamin Bird. How you doing there, Benjamin? Areola. Okay.
Yeah.
And let's see. Steve Woodyard. I think he meant Areola, but okay, Steve. Let's see. Let's see, our friend Roy here, team. And listen, we certainly understand that. Steve Woodyard, again.
Because Anderson's always everyone's favorite. Yeah. He's naturally, you tend to lean towards Anderson. And like I said, his first half, those long passes were amazing. But, I thought in terms of just polishing up, Tosin quietly got on with business behind the scenes, and he won't get recognition for that. I thought this, like I said,
Steve
this
Turner,
was a
Tosin.
Very complete performance from him. This will give him a lot of confidence because he's made a few mistakes in recent games. He's been a bit careless in his passing, but overall, the whole team deserves credit. Let's be honest.
Okay. Here's from my fellow Pacer, the whole team, but Lamina in a photo finish with Anderson. Okay, excellent.
Lamina had a good game again. I'm surprised. I thought he got a bit of unnecessary criticism against Tottenham. I thought he had a very good game against Tottenham. For some reason, some of the fans critical of him. I thought he played very, very well on Thursday night, and today he looked a rock in that first half and second half. He didn't give the ball away. Even Harrison Reed, again, just worked and grafted the whole game. Yeah. The whole team. We've only got so many minutes on the show, but we can go on for hours here, to be honest. The whole team played well.
Absolutely. Let's see. Our friend Ronnie Mellon, Anderson. Anderson. And again, listen, I certainly understand everyone saying Anderson. So it makes sense, but like we're talking about, this is a complete team effort, but it's also nice to look at some of the players that really stood out. You also mentioned Harrison Reed with his grafting. We really haven't mentioned him that much, but again, it truly is a team victory, Emilio. And like we said, when we started the show, we've been going for about 31 minutes now, and we wanted this to be just a little bit different. We wanted more participation. I want to thank everyone for your participation, but we also wanted this to be a celebration. And I think that's what we did here, my friend. This was a celebration. And you know what? We deserve this as Fulham supporters.
Yeah,
the
absolutely.
Players deserve it. Parker deserves it. Ownership, the cons, they deserve, everyone deserves this. And that's what irritates me. And I'm sorry, I'm going to be ending on a downer, that the talk coming out of this, like I said, from the media, a lot of it is going to be focused on Liverpool, where honestly, the focus should be more on how the hell is Fulham still in the bottom three? That's where the focus should be, not on Liverpool's demise, because there's a reason why they lost today. It wasn't them. It was us.
And this is the thing. But they said now it's even Burnley now. Look, this incredible victory today, not only has it brought us closer to Newcastle and Brighton, look, Burnley need to be looking over their shoulders now. We've still got to play them at home.
That's right.
And I've looked at some of the fixtures this morning between, you know, Newcastle's remaining games. Newcastle have got a tough run in. You know, Brighton have got a tough run in. You know, seemingly on paper, we seem to have a lot more games, touch wood, and I am touching wood, by the way, that we've got games that we can win. We win three more games, like I've said, those six, we'll be safe. We'll be safe. We need Brighton to do us a favour to beat Newcastle in a couple of weeks. We then turn over Newcastle at the end of the season, beat Burnley, and we'll be fine. This has given me renewed confidence because that glass was getting less half full in the last few or 3 weeks.
It's filling up again.
It's pushing back up again. Brighton losing yesterday, Newcastle draw today. Brighton have had three consecutive defeats. And I said it to you 2 weeks ago. Don't be surprised that Palace sucker punch against Brighton a couple of weeks will affect Brighton's mentality and confidence.
Yeah, you did say that.
They lost against West Brom, and they lost yesterday as well. They're the team I think will slide more, not so much Newcastle. If I worry for a team, it's probably more Brighton than Newcastle.
Okay. To end on a funny note, Parker's jacket?
He was asked about that he's a superstitious person, so I think he'll be wearing that a bit more often going forward. So it's but then again, you can wear what you like, Park, as long as you get the players performing.
That's right.
And delivering.
That's right.
You're paid to do that job, mate. And he's starting to win a lot more plaudits. Like I said, neither of us were big fans of his 2 years ago when he got the job permanently. But
you and I have been honest about this. He's got
the players he needs.
That's right.
So again, thank you, Tony Khan, for giving us the players that we needed. We've now got a good squad here. Let's stay up and let's look forward to next season. But it's we've still got a few games, and let's not get too carried away. But
right. And I just want to mention this, and this is from my friend Chris. It's like the hoodie, Chris, and he'll know what I mean by that. That's Bill Belichick wearing his hoodie. He always wore his hoodie, and the Patriots would win. Keep wearing the jacket. If you're superstitious, why not? I'm all about those superstitions. I have no issue with that. All right, my friend. Before we wrap this up, and again, it's been so good to do this show with you. Final thoughts.
Enjoy this moment. You know, people who know me well enough know how much I dislike Liverpool. Liverpool, Newcastle. Can't stand the pair of them and both teams. So to beat Liverpool on their own ground. Sorry, Chris, I've never been a Liverpool fan, but it's a famous victory. But play like that more often the rest of the season, then we could be anybody. Yeah. What's to stop us? Give a Man City a bit of a run for their money next weekend. They've got the Champions League the following weekend. Yeah. We've got six days to rest. You know, we're growing in confidence game by game at the right time, and you know the other teams need to watch out. But it's take it one game at a time. Let's enjoy the moment, enjoy the 3 points, enjoy the victory. We're now knocking on the door from Newcastle, Brighton and Burnley. Okay. So this is going to be an interesting end to the season. So if you haven't been biting your fingernails yet, well, trust me, the next 10 games, I think we'll all be doing it.
I hear you, my friend. It's funny. The comments, guys, the comments that are coming in have been fantastic, and they keep coming. But you know what? We do have to wrap this up. We could keep going for probably another couple of hours, honestly, because everyone's – I asked for participation, and people are participating, so thank you, everyone. But Emilio and I do need to wrap this up. So for Emilio Danilo, I'm Russ Goldman. Thank you, as always, for watching and listening to Cottage Talk. It's the 90th minute, and all to play for at the end of the match. All your mates are around. You've got your McDonald's share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. Are you in? I know I'm in.
at participating restaurants. 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.